What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Just a reminder, the Junkies text line is presented by Lido Pizza, a local favorite since 1955. By my bad radio math, that's 70 years ago.
It's pretty good.
Is that correct?
Well, it's more than 70.
It is?
What was the number you just gave me? 1955. It's 20. It's 25.
Okay.
Oh, okay, you said 55. I misheard you.
70 years, right?
Yeah.
Silly radio math. Yeah. They're on the fly.
I misheard you.
Serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads, Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. Text 800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply.
Might have to hit the Lido and Treville.
That sounds like a great
today
idea.
Today for lunch.
It'd be fantastic. You should do that. All right, so going into the break, I teased a new segment, and we're still kind of toying with the name of it, but I kind of like, I think we've landed on Stop Ricking Me.
Yeah, it's actually...
Something's Ricking Me, something you know along those lines.
Do you know what the name of the pilot that we shot for ESPN was actually called?
I have no clue.
It was actually called Same As It Ever Was. That was their original working headline for the pilot. So Stop
like
Ricking
that.
Me... Basically under my skin, but I like it. I don't know why that died on the vine. Just eventually people got sick of preparing the segment.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So Stop Ricking Me is what you're upset.
Yeah.
I think Drab was the first person to use Rick as a verb. Rick was a derivation of...
genius. It's a genius move by Drab.
It's all a derivation of a certain word, and it became Richard, Ricky, Rick.
Stop Ricking Me. And then he actually
flipped it into a verb.
Yeah.
So I'll lead off with Stop Ricking Me, and I'll start off with something small. I have four different things.
Oh, four. Wow.
This is very small.
It's a lot.
Sure, I have.
So I made a reservation for Friday night for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
8:30 reservation. I used the app Open Table.
Okay, yep.
That should be it. The end of story. They actually send a confirmation email.
Kind of a rookie move to actually go out on Valentine's Day, but look, I'm not... You're doing your thing. I mean, it's...
How's that a rookie move? It's a Friday night...
He doesn't
it's
like to
Valentine's
be around,
yeah, remember, Day.
He doesn't like to be around people. He wants
God
to,
bless.
For him, it would be a nightmare because he likes an empty restaurant.
Most veterans that have been in the married game for a while, like they're not going to go out on actually Valentine's Day. They'll pick a day around Valentine's
I'm
gonna
Day. I'm going to bet you that that place is packed.
I'm sure it is with a bunch of rookies and rubes.
Okay.
But go ahead.
Whatever. So this is very minor.
Yeah.
So I use Open Table. I book it. Table for two, 8:30 p.m., which cakes would never do.
Never,
8:30 p.m.
Never in a trillion years.
They send a confirmation email.
Mm-hmm.
That should be ball game. I should show up on Friday night. Yesterday, they called me. I didn't recognize the number. They said, please call back to confirm.
Okay.
I'm like, are you kidding me? I already did this, but I called the restaurant and confirmed. And then, like, 4 or 5 hours later, I got another call from probably a waitress there.
Yeah.
Said, we just wanted to confirm if you're going to be there on Friday night. How many times do I need to confirm
I'm
going on Friday?
I mean,
and
I'm
guessing they're checking because the place will be packed.
Probably.
Even though Cakes thinks nobody goes out on Valentine's Day.
I know they go out. They're...
He's saying the veterans
in the game know to avoid restaurants on Valentine's Day.
So what are you doing for Valentine's Day? You're going out today?
No, I'm playing in the Cakes Classic.
Yeah. See?
I had a half dozen people think that I scheduled it. They come up to me like, why did you schedule the Cakes Classic on Valentine's Day? I said, do you think I come up with the schedule? I'm just you know what? A hired gun contractor.
It's great for couples. Couples should enter the Case Classic.
They're more than welcome.
You're such a romantic.
I'm very romantic.
800-636-1067 if you want to tell us what's ricking you. What's ricking you, Cakes?
You said you had four things. You only need one.
I do, but
I just have one. People that don't know how to act in hotels. The last two hotel stays that I've had.
All right.
Okay, one was in Roll Tide, Alabama, when I was visiting my mom.
Uh-huh.
First of all, part of it's on me because I booked a flea bag hotel. Like,
why don't you stay at her house?
For $80 a night. Just, I don't know. She has her own space. I would just rather be I'd rather have my own space.
Okay.
That's weird. It's a mile from my mom's house.
That's fine.
I've got my own spot.
You kind of see it.
But it's a number. I tried to save some money. Paper thin walls.
What's the name of the hotel?
Like Microtel. It's because the rooms are super small because they're trying to go cheap.
It's called a micro.
Microtel. Microtel.
I've never heard of it.
Okay.
Is it a chain?
It is a chain. Owned by one of the big boys, but it's like their budget version.
Because I know where your mom lives, and no disrespect. Yeah. It is a very low income area. It's not
it's on the come up, but
there's
no Four Seasons there. There's no MGM National Harbor.
I'm not even sure there's a McDonald's there.
So the first day, paper thin walls. You hear everything.
Yeah.
People are talking, just jabbering on at all hours of the night.
You hear people hitting skins. No.
Even worse.
That's Evie's dream.
Next door.
It's happened to me in reality.
Next door to me, okay, there's a sign at the front of the hotel when you check in. Pets under 30 pounds allowed.
Dog
the people
barking.
Next door to me, they had a dog as big as Drab T-Shirt's dog. How much does your dog weigh, Drab?
140 pounds.
Okay, maybe
almost.
Not that big, but this dog weighed 70 or 80 pounds, barking all hours of the night. These hillbillies had a dog in the hotel that was more than double the size it should have been. And they're just out in the hallway at all hours of the night, just making a ruckus. Then last night, as I'm just desperately trying to get 3 hours of sleep after taking a horrendous beat and playing a hand poorly, and then I'm sleeping next to Chris, who's snoring like
Chris
a banshee.
Snorer.
So I'm kept awake by that. There's another person in the middle, like 3 a.m. at MGM National Harbor, a nice hotel. Screaming in the hallway, like for 5 straight minutes.
Yeah.
I'm like, what sort of madness is this?
That does happen.
I'm just looking for some sleep.
That does happen in like casinos. Like you can have craziness in the middle of the night. People are just hammered.
This person had to be like unhinged, screaming and ranting at 3 a.m.
Right.
I almost called security, but then I just fell back. I think I fell back asleep.
Right.
So people, when you go on the road, when you go to a hotel, can you please act like a normal human being, like your pal Cakes? I just go in, I check in, I go into my room, I don't blare the TV, I don't go out into the hallway in the middle of the night and start screaming for no reason. I'm not bringing my dog. Stop it already.
All right, you mentioned two things. I didn't but these are things that have happened to me recently. One happens all the time. But this one is just, it's particular. I'm not going to mention the name of it, the brand, but there's a particular hotel chain that in some of their hotels, when I get up in the morning, when I travel, I want to get out of there and go on to my destination, wherever it is, get out of there or first thing in the morning. Just want to get my coffee and get out. There's a particular chain that oftentimes has their own Starbucks inside it. And they won't serve you. You can't just get your regular hillbilly, just regular coffee. You have to buy the Starbucks coffee inside. Currently right now I'm just drinking black coffee. I'm putting my own little Stevia in it. I don't want to pay $6 or whatever for a freaking coffee from Starbucks. I just want regular coffee. Any hotel you go in, you should always have free regular coffee.
I totally
always have free
totally
regular coffee.
Agree.
And I'm not talking about the little mini things that they never clean that are in your rooms.
No.
Those are nuts.
They should have a dedicated coffee station in the lobby.
Yes.
At all
and
hours of the day.
This particular chain, when they have Starbucks inside, between, at least at this one, between 6 and 10 a.m., you have to pay for their coffee.
Right.
And then later in the day, they put out the Nubs coffee.
Okay.
I think we should all be able to have Nubs coffee 24 hours a day.
Yes.
Is that line? That line's got to be massive at the Starbucks, too. If that's the only place that you can get it in the morning.
I mean, it's inside the hotel, so I guess it just depends on when people get down. I mean, I guess it could be a long line. I'm usually there pretty early.
Do the rooms have coffee machines?
They do. But there's those little nubbers, and if you ever, they always tell you they never clean them. Nobody ever uses them. I don't like to use the little nubbers in the rooms.
I understand your frustration. I'm almost on the hotel side on this, because if you don't want the Starbucks, you can just go outside. Find your Dunkin' Donuts or whatever else is right around there.
I think part of me paying $150 or whatever it is, I should be
able to get
coffee.
But that hotel doesn't do that. They got it in your room.
They do have it in your room. You're right. But then, oftentimes, you don't realize it till you get into the hallway.
You didn't realize that you had coffee in the room?
No, you realize you have those machines, but you just don't. Nobody uses those. Everybody just uses.
Obviously, people use them.
Most people use the regular free coffee that's there for everybody.
You want the continental breakfast setup, essentially.
You want silly lobby coffee.
You should have lobby coffee every hotel.
24/7.
And by and large, I would say most of them do. Most of them do. But there's one particular chain that they love to jam a Starbucks in there and make you buy the Starbucks. And it's very annoying. So that ricks me. The other thing that ricks me, it's unpopular. Sorry, it ricks me. Hate when I'm driving. I hate when I'm going anywhere. I'm going to be downtown all weekend. And the smell of weed is going to hit me all weekend. It ricks me. I think it's for losers. And if you want to do that, fine. Do your own thing.
Do a
gummy, do a vape or something. I hate the weed smell. It infuriates me. Every time I go from 0 to 60 instantly.
I hate that.
Instantly.
It's your trigger.
It triggers me. I could be driving in the middle of nowhere. A car passes me. Guys, high as a kite. Probably shouldn't even be driving. And now I'm smelling weed for 5 minutes. I'm in the city.
It's very unsettling.
It is. And I'm in the city all the time, different cities, and you can't go anywhere without weed.
I'm not a fan of the smell.
I hate it.
I was at Whole Foods, and I was just in the little spot where you wait to get like a slice of pizza, and this couple rolls up to me.
Yeah, they reeked of weed, right?
Totally reeked of weed. Not here.
I
was in Gaithersburg.
You know me. I'm a cheapie. I like to go to Marshall's and find silly Peter Millar gear for $20, right? That's my thing.
I prefer going to Golfdom.
Yeah. I like Golfdom too. But I'll go, and just some dude, some loser, reeks of weed.
Hey, they're playing your favorite band in the background. These guys love weed.
Who are these guys?
Cypress Hill.
Oh, yeah.
weed guys.
Aren't you embarrassed when, like, your coat and your jeans, you're just saturated with
weed? I don't think a lot of those people care.
Weren't there statistics that came out that there are more people smoking weed than consuming alcohol at this point in the country?
I have no idea. I
saw some study that said that was the case. I don't know whether it's true or not. It might have been from some flimsy New York Post article that, you know, like Cakes mentioned earlier, that had some weird site.
It's just as embarrassing if you reek of alcohol. It's just as embarrassing. But that's a little, for some reason, it's a little harder to smell that. It's not, maybe you have to be closer.
Well, it's definitely harder to smell.
The weed smell is just everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, how can a car drive by you and 5 minutes later, the smell is still there? It just drove by you.
They're just blazing up in the car.
They're hotboxing that thing.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot. When they put us up at the hotel 6 weeks ago, whenever it was.
Yeah.
When, you know, we had that choice to stay at the hotel or a snowstorm. Yeah. I mean, I could smell weed from my hotel room.
Sure.
Big time.
They have the Capitol Hill volleyball thing. I'm going to be in downtown, staying at a hotel, actually, so we don't have to drive back and forth. I'm going to smell weed for 72 straight hours.
You might have a contact high.
I mean, probably.
Hey, your joints might feel better. Cure that glaucoma.
All right, Drabby, you have anything you want to chime in?
I didn't, but it's ricking me that you're staying at a hotel 10 miles from your house.
It kind of ricks me because you are just kind of like lighting money on fire. But when your kid has
you just can't complain anymore. You can't complain about money if you're just wasting it at a hotel.
Listen, I have money.
I know, you're big silly.
I have money.
Stop wasting
I'm just spending a lot of it in the last year or two. I have money. But it's when you play a volleyball match, let's say you're there till 9 o'clock, and then you got to drive home, you'll get home till 10, 10:30, whatever, and then they have to be at the court the next day at 7. So you got to get up at 5:30.
You're paying for the convenience.
It's but inconvenient. It's I'm sorry. It just is. So I'm not staying at the Four Seasons. I'm actually staying at the chain I don't like.
The microtel?
I'm actually staying at
is
the
it a microtel?
Like. No, I'm no probably going to have to pay for freaking coffee never, all weekend.
I will make this known. I'll never stay at that flea bag dump ever again.
I got to look that one up.
I have to have higher standards. I have to treat myself better.
Does your brother do that too when he goes?
Yeah, because he usually is going with like his whole family in tow.
I don't know. Yeah, I've only been to your mom's house the one time. Yeah. She took EB and I on a full tour.
Yeah, I was like, I know.
Now she's living there by herself and figured you'd stay there.
I could see. He doesn't want it. It's just uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's not his spot.
When we come back, we're going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Metallica when they come to Northwest Stadium. So keep listening for your chance to win. It's coming up next.